Amen. Everybody's upset about winners and losers in this day. Amen. I ain't on the losing team. Amen. Amen. I was brought up with the daddy. Amen. If you was going to be in on something, you might as well be on the winning team.
Right.
Amen. We live in a generation that, amen, there ain't no winners, no losers. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets acknowledged. Amen. My daddy didn't believe in that. Amen. If you was going to be on the field or on the court, amen, if we was going to be pushing buggies up and down the Walmart aisle, amen, there was some kind of winner and loser. Amen. If you made it to the end of the aisle first, you was the winner. Everybody else was the losers. Amen. I'm glad in this day, in this time and hour we live, amen, there seems to be for the church a spirit of defeat. Amen. Come on now. A spirit of defeat. There is the mentality that we have lost, and nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. We are on the winning side. Now, I want to preach to you for a minute this morning. In fact, I'm going to read a whole pile of verses. I ain't even going to ask you to stand because it's so much reading today. But I'm going to begin reading in Revelation 19, and I want to speak to you. Amen. That's a good proper hermeneutical language. Amen. A redneck preacher says, I'm going to preach to you. Amen. Now, if we've been real proper, I'm going to speak to you for a minute. And I'm going to read a bunch of verses. I mean, I'm going to read as much as you probably ain't. Some of y'all would have. Most of y'all have not read as many chapters and verses as you're about ready to read with me. You hadn't read this many already this morning. But we want to look at something. I was in meeting this week down in Florida and had the privilege to preach there in the camp meeting on Tuesday night. And I think it was in that Tuesday morning service, a preacher referenced something, and it just sparked in my heart. And I thought, man, that's good. And the more that I thought on it, I thought, I feel like God wants me to do this for our church this morning. And so I'm going to do it with the help of the Lord. And then the more I got thinking on it, amen, the Lord gave me a thought, and it's just two words, and I want to give it to you when we get there in just a moment, all right? Revelation 19. Now listen, I want you to follow along, and I want you to keep your mind set in on what we're about ready to read. It's going to be a lot of reading. Amen. How many of y'all don't like to read? You do not like to read. How many of y'all like to read? How many of y'all don't give a flip what I'm saying right now? All right. Amen. You either like to or you don't. Amen. Now, really focus with me. I'm serious now. I'm serious about this. Stay with me and listen to what we're about ready to read. And if this don't help you, there ain't nothing else I can give you. Amen. The Bible said, and after these things, oh boy, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments, for He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye His saints, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. He saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Are you listening? Amen. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And by the way, it's in all capital letters. Amen. When I send my wife a text with all capital letters, it means you better pay attention. Amen. And when she sends one back, it means, big boy, are you listening? Amen. Amen. I'm glad he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together under the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. What a day that's going to be. And cast him in the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years were expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. That egg-sucking devil's got what he's, amen, got coming what, amen, he's going to deserve. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Are you listening? And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit of a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that taught with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lay 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. Had the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city was pure gold like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Are you listening, child of God? A first foundation was jasper, a second sapphire, a third of chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, and the sixth sardis, and the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth the topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, and the 11th jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all that day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor the nations into it, and there shall in no wise. And there shall in no wise. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Are you listening? In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse. Amen. And there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face. Amen. And His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. Everything I've just told you to write down, it is faithful and it is true. It's going to happen just like I told you to write it down. Amen. It's faithful and it's true. Ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Ain't nothing a politician can do about it. Ain't nothing religion can do about it. Ain't nothing a Muslim can do about it. Ain't nothing my friend a Baptist can do about it. These things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show and His servant the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. When I heard and seen, I fell down and worshipped before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. For the time is at hand. You say, what's that mean? That means just in a day now. Amen. That means in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, every bit of this stuff you've heard about, every bit of this stuff you've wrote down, every bit of this stuff you've heard and you've said, amen, it is at hand just any day now. It could happen. Amen. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, I like that. have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bride and morning star. And the spirit of the bride and the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. How many of y'all have got a Bible that just below that in the middle of the bottom of the page says, the end. Say, preacher, that's a lot of reading this morning, and the way you preach, preacher, if you preach all four of them chapters, we're going to be here till Jesus comes. I ain't going to preach every verse in every chapter. Read all that this morning, and I believe with all my heart, amen, let me point just a few things out. Amen, I like how the beginning of chapter number 19 starts out, and after these things. And after these things. And I began to think upon that, after these things. That is, in light of the humanity, after the human race being plunged into sin and going far from God, after these things. After man has gone as far from God as man can go, then these things, God is going to step in and bring everything to a conclusion. After these things, that is, after the gospel has been preached, the Lord is called, and the tribulation has come to a swift close. After these things, that is, after the battle, amen, the age-old battle for these last 6,000 years between good and evil and right and wrong and saints and the world and the light and the darkness, after all these battles are met in one grand finale, after these things. Make no mistake about it, this morning we are in a battle. You got saved, that didn't mean your battles were over. God set you free from sin, birthed you into His family. Amen. Made you a new creature. Amen. But I'm telling you, the day you got saved, amen, you enlisted in this fight. And you enlisted in a warfare that is spiritual. And a warfare that is not with flesh and blood. And a warfare that is not political. And a warfare that is not about R's and D's and conservatives and liberals. Amen. But a battle that, my friend, even before we were saved, we were in. And we were just fighting on the other side. God saved us, and God, amen, called us out of the dark. And now we stand in and we fight for the light and we fight for the good and we fight with the saints and we fight for the things of God. We're in a battle, but amen, when the battle comes to a grand finale, after these things, began to think about Revelation 19 through the end of the book. These closing four chapters, and without preaching all of it, amen, it's pretty self-explanatory. Here's the idea there. If there was one message summarized in these closing four chapters, if I could give you just one summary and make it as short as I can. But Tim, I've been able to summarize it in two words. You ready for this? We win. We win. You say, "Man, preacher, it doesn't feel like it." I don't care what it feels like. Preacher, it does not look like it when we look around. Can't help what it looks like. Amen. Preacher, the politicians are talking it, and the media is screaming, and the devil is whispering. I can't help all of that. Amen. If there is a way to summarize these closing four chapters of our King James Bible, the Word of God, amen, I believe it is simply this. After these things, we win. Brother A.L., I've been thinking on it all week. Amen. Listen, everybody's arguing about who won this and who lost that. It wasn't rigged and isn't fair. And I'll be honest, I got opinions about all of it. Amen. But it doesn't matter. That is not our cause. That is not what lights our fire. That battle we're in is not a political battle about, amen, what affiliation that you're with. And friend, listen, we as the children of God, I'm telling you today, we win. Don't care what troubles you've got in your life. I don't care what heartaches you've experienced. I don't care what bogs you down today. The fact of the matter is, amen, after these things are done, after this battle is over, after these burdens are laid down, it's going to be hallelujahs and amens. It's going to be riding horses. Amen. It's going to be being with the Lamb and walking in His light and watching Him do what? Wondrous things. We win. We win. Glad I'm on the winning side. Oh dear God, I'm about to run, amen, to the house and back. Amen. It won't take but 20 seconds. Amen. Amen, Brother Jerry. We win. We win. You say, we win. Amen. Who is the crowd? Amen. It's on the winning side. Amen. I wrote down a few things. Amen. We, the Bible thumping, sin hating, devil chasing, Jesus loving, household of faith. We win. Amen, amen. We who have repented of our sin, bowed our will to God's, and believed on Jesus Christ, we win. We win. We win. We don't lose. We don't go under. We don't vanish into obscurity. We're not going to be forgotten. We win. Glory to God. We, the saints of the Lord and the church of the living God, we win. Amen. They say we're a nuisance. Good, that's what we're supposed to be. They say we hold them back. Good, that's why God left us in this world. They say we can't wait to get rid of them old fuddy-duddies, that old church of the living God. It's going to happen. Jesus is going to give them what they want. We out of here one day, and I'm telling you, we win. We win. Amen. We, the blood washed, born again, saved by grace, we win. We, the offscouring and hated of the world, we win. We, the bride of the Lamb, made precious in His sight by the power of the gospel. Amen. When all is said and done, we win. Say, but preacher, sure don't look like it. What I've tried to do this morning is to remind the devil by reading it out loud. To warn sinners by reading it out loud. And to encourage you, child of God, by reading it in your hearing. That the last four chapters of your Bible say, you win. If that ever dawns on you, you'll give a flip about what CNN says. If that ever gets into your heart, hey man, it won't matter what Fox News says about it. And if it ever, my friend, boils down in your blood, hey man, you'll realize that, my friend, our warfare is even greater than what the front that this world is trying to fight it in. And my friend, we've enlisted in a faith of the cause of truth and right. And I'm glad, thank God, 24 years ago, hey man, the Lord Jesus met me, hey man, where I was in all my sin and in all my failure and in all my mess, hey man, and the Lamb came into my life and washed me in His own blood and justified me and sanctified me in Christ. And thank God, I'm waiting to be glorified at the sounding of the trumpet when I say, the one who saved me, to look Him on His face and to be as He is. Amen. In eternity, what a day that's going to be. Before I got saved, I'd have had to say, I lose. And to every sinner that's in here today, everything may be going well in your life. It may not be. But I'm telling you, however good or bad it may be, when this thing is over, you lose.
Amen.
But Larry, we win.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hang with me now. After these things, preacher, what is the thought we win? What is involved in that? Well, let me say, after these things, the Lord will reign. Oh, I really want to preach. After these things, we win because the Lord will reign. In chapter number 19, let's run through this quickly. Amen. The Bible said, amen, and verse number 5, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His saints, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, and a voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen. After these things, now we know it today by faith. Amen. We cling to the words of the Lord Jesus upon His exit out of this world. After, my friend, and in fact, right before, amen, giving you and I what is known as the Great Commission, and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Here's what He told us. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And I remind you today, He's still on the throne. He's on the throne, and so we say. And He's on the throne, so I stand to preach. And He's on the throne, and everything's all right today. Amen. The election did not boot Him off the throne. Amen. Your candidate of choice may or may not have won. Buddy, I'm telling you, the one who really counts. Amen. They ain't been no hanging chads cast. There hadn't been no bad computer programs, amen, to steal and shave some votes. I'm telling you today, the Lord, when all is said and done and the devil has had his way and He's given His best shot and He sends the Antichrist and the man of sin and they run this thing into the ground in about 7 years, Seth, and all is said and done, it won't change Him reigning. It won't move Him off the throne. It won't even make Him get nervous, Seth. He'll need no Valium pills. Amen. He'll need no strength. He'll need no counselor. He'll need no wisdom. And God, the Lord, after all these things, will reign. He's always been on the throne, is on the throne, and evermore shall be on the throne. Amen. You didn't hear that on the news this week, did you? That's why you walked in dragging your tracks out. America is so bad. America ain't our home. I'm glad to be an American. I'm thankful for it. I'm honored. I'm listening in this life. Amen. Ain't no better place to be a citizen of. Amen. But my home resides, amen, in glory. Amen. Where the Lord sits on the throne and the Lord is in charge, yeah, and the Lord calls the shots, yeah, amen. And after these things we win because the Lord will be on the throne. The Lord will reign. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm so sick of hearing people, God's people run around wringing their hands. Is He on the throne or not? Is He in charge or not? Is He in control or not? Amen. That's why we sing, I'm on the winning side. Amen. All these 100 years in church has been singing, I'm on the winning side. And there have been times in the last 100 years, amen, where there have been worldwide wars. There's been great depressions. There have been bad decisions. There have been plunging into evil. There's been sin all around. And yet we still sing 100 years later, I'm on the winning side. Hey, why? Because the Lord still reigns. Yes. Yes. He is the omnipotent God. You say, well, you must like how everything's gone. That ain't what I'm preaching. I hate what we got up in Washington. I despise it. In fact, there's a whole lot of spiritual darkness up there. That don't change the fact. He's still on the throne. Biden ain't in charge. Amen. He fell in his oatmeal this morning. He sure ain't in charge. Kamala's not in charge. Schumer ain't in charge. Thank God Pelosi ain't in charge. Somebody say amen right there. What a wicked woman. Donald Trump wasn't in charge the last 4 years. And I'm telling you today, as Americans, we can look around and go, boy, it don't look good. But as God's people, we look to heaven and say, the Lord's on the throne. He's on the throne! And nothing's going to change that. And after these things, the Lord is still going to reign. And we win.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Long after Biden done bust hell wide open, we win. Long after Pelosi gets her eternal damnation, amen, we'll be the ones on the other side who win. Amen, long after Donald Trump and the rest of that outfit, amen, that maybe has even done a measure of good, that long after they're dead and gone and passed off the sea, and after all the dust is settled and all the smoke clears away, amen, guess what, child of God? Amen, the Lord's going to still be on the throne, and we're on His side. We're on the winning side. We're on the winning side. We're on the winning side. Amen. Listen, the one we follow, he ain't going to be voted out. He ain't going to be run out. Ain't nobody going to force him off the throne. Amen. No wonder we can say today, we win. Amen. I ain't going to get off this first point. I should have known when I scribbled it down. That's all I'm preaching on. Amen. That's all I got right there. The rest of it's on the inside. Isaiah said in the year King Uzziah died, oh, what a king he was. What a man he was. And had a lot of the favor of God upon him, upon the land of Israel. And Isaiah said, the year he died, it broke my heart. The year that he died, I looked out and things didn't look so good out there in the future. Amen. But what did he say? He said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train did fill the temple. Amen. You know what he saw, Brother Gerald? Amen. He saw, listen, he saw the day that his favorite king passed on the scene. That didn't deter old Isaiah. He may have been sad a few days. He may have wept some tears, no doubt. Buddy, I'm telling you, through all of that, he looked beyond, amen, what was in the land, and he said, and it didn't move God one bit. And what was troubling Isaiah did not trouble God. And the Lord was still reigning, and the Lord was still on the throne. I'm telling you, child of God, amen, it's always been that way, and we win after these things. We win. Say, but they said all week long we lost. And I know we didn't lose. I can't help all that. I got opinions too. Doesn't change the fact. And if you really knew what was going on in this country, if you really knew, you're not the experts you think you are. So sick of experts. Everybody in YouTube today is an expert. Expert doctors, expert politicians, expert pastors, they're experts at everything. Because they watched 4 YouTube videos and read 2 articles off Google. You ain't no expert. And as bad as you think it is, and as much cheating as you think's going on, it's probably 100 times worse. But it don't change the fact. He's still on the throne. We win. Is that settling in with anybody? We win! The Lord will be reigning, therefore we win. Boy, I feel like this is going over good. We win. After these things, the Lord will return. After these things, the Lord will return. Now, we know there's a coming in the clouds, but He is going to return to this earth. Buddy, I mean, you think it's bad right now? It's going to get worse. It's probably going to get worse before we, the Church of the Living God, get out of here. And by the way, it's got to get worse before we get out of here. So let me ask you a question. I'm being a little facetious. Do you not want to go to heaven? So I want to go to heaven, but I don't want it to be like this. Well, Jesus done said, don't let your heart get troubled when you see these things happen. Jesus is coming in the clouds for His church. When He does, thank God our victory that has been by faith will then on that day be sight. But according to Revelation 19, He's coming back. Amen. And they're going to take the old Antichrist and every world leader and every king according to that text that sets their sights on Him and against Him and His saints and the Lord. Now this is going to be hard for some of you kumbaya religious people. That Jesus that is absolute love and is personified love and sent His love will turn His wrath on the human race. Will slay them where they stand with the sword that proceeds out of His mouth. He'll slay every sodomite, every whoremonger, every adulterer, every liar, every sorcerer, amen. He'll slay them where they stand and cause them to fall. And so great, according to the prophecies of the Word of God, in His return will that warfare be that the blood will flow to the horse's bridle. So a lot of people dying there in the Valley of Armageddon. Jesus returns. He's going to exact vengeance upon a world and its system that has opposed the Church of the Living God every step of the way. Oh, they try to silence our voice. They do all sorts of things And really, we in America, we're a bunch of spoiled brats, if you really want to. Amen. We think we're suffering because, amen, we ain't got some social media platform. I know all that's serious. And as Americans, we take it seriously. And we feel like our rights are being infringed on. And I believe that they are. Amen. But do you realize across the world there are Christians that meet today in fear, and there are believers that meet together today who on last Sunday were beat for their faith and assembling together. Amen. Friend, this week they nurse their wounds. Amen. Bandage themselves up, and you know where they've been on the Lord's day? Amen. They met in some shadow of somebody's home. Amen. Why? Because they're being faithful to the Lamb. And buddy, I'm telling you, the day's coming the Lord is going to return. And that crowd that beat on his pride, and that crowd that abused his pride, and that crowd that tried to silence his pride, and that crowd that shoved his pride around. Thank God the day is coming, and the Lord will exact and a revenge and a vengeance and a holy avenging upon the earth. And thank God in that day, guess what? We win. They call us a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. I got to quit, praise God. They call us a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. But I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather be a child of God than anything I know. I ain't that old, but I've lived long enough to see, amen, what sin and the pleasures of sin that are for a season do. Amen, to the human body and the human race and the human mind. But Jerry, I've seen those things. I've been around long enough. Amen, to see what it does. Amen, I'm glad I'm on the winning side. Amen, call me what you want. I'm a child of the King. Amen, call me old-fashioned all you want. I wear it as a badge of honor. I am a part of the bride of Christ. Amen, call me what you want and ridicule and mock. Amen, say we're foolish. Say we're out of touch. Say we're the off-scouring of the world. Amen, call us every name in the book. Amen, at the end of the day, I'm of a royal seed. Amen. I'm of the seed of that. Amen. That one who said, I'm the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'm coming again. Amen. And you better make sure you're on the right side when I come. I'm glad when it comes, I'm on the right side. And when it comes back, I'm in that crowd behind it. Of that crowd in front of it. And thank God in the end when He returns, the world will know we win. We win. We win. The drunkards ain't going to win. Amen. The pill heads and dope heads, they ain't going to win. Liars, sorcerers, adulterers, they ain't going to win. The unbelieving, he said over a few chapters later, do not win. But Brother Gerald, we win. The Lord will reign. The Lord will return. I could talk about the Lord will restrain. The old devil's going to be bound for 1,000 years, let out for a little season, and he's going to try to start all over. God's going to call fire down out of heaven, just destroy him and everybody on his side. And guess what? He'll be thrown in the lake of fire. Amen. The devil ain't going to win. I know what he whispers. He says, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm gaining ground, I'm winning. He ain't going to win. I've done read the faithful and true last four chapters of the Bible. He's going to be restrained. He's going to be burned with fire and brimstone and be tormented day and night forever and ever. And guess what? In that day, we win.
Yes, sir.
All those who draw their last breath outside of the Lord Jesus Christ be called to stand before God. There that day their deeds will be read, the books will be searched. Whosoever's name's not found in the book of life, that is the book of the life of the Lamb, they'll be cast in the lake of fire and be burned forever and ever. The crowd that said no to Jesus, the crowd that heard preaching, that crowd that had opportunity, that crowd that had Christians around them, maybe Christian parents, maybe a Christian spouse, maybe a Christian sibling, maybe a Christian friend on the job, and yet they heard the gospel and would not receive it, they will be restrained one day. Guess what? When the Lord restrains, we win. The Lord will renew. After these things, the Lord will renew. He's the one who said in chapter number 21, "Behold, I make all things new." Amen. Chapter number 22, "The Lord will reward." He said, "Let him that is filthy be filthy still." And he gives two negatives and two positives. Really, the idea is, if you've set your mind not to come to Christ, Christ says, stay the way you are. He ain't going to force you to get saved. He ain't going to come down and thump you on your head. Now, he'll convict, as Brother Tim taught this morning, and draw you. Amen. But if you got any interest at all in being saved, amen, the last chapter says, if you're thirsty, come. If you want it, come. You want to be saved? You better want to be saved. And there's some that don't want to, or they would have done got saved. Well, I'm working on it. I understand sinners, but do you realize what you're playing around with? It's the difference in losing and winning. When the Lord said, "I come quickly, and behold, my reward is with me." You know what he's going to do? Those, Brother Jonathan, those that have been faithful to the cause, no matter what the political environment is, have been faithful to the cause of Christ. No matter the social tides that wane back and forth and the winds that blow and beat upon us, stay committed to the cause, stay faithful to Christ. Guess what? You not only win, you win in a special way. We win. Boy, I want a few rewards. Not for my name's sake. I ain't got time to preach all that. But he's going to reward. And guess what? When he rewards, we win. Those two words, we win. I want everybody to get your Bible and look at it. I tricked Riley out real good. He's putting his Bible up. He thought we was done. I want you to do something this morning. Everybody still with me? I know I preached a while. Amen. I thought I'd just read it and tell you we win, close my Bible, and go to the house. That didn't work out, did it, Miss Kelsey? I tried. If y'all only knew how hard I try around here. Everybody got your book? Everybody get a pen out. You say, "I don't believe in writing in my Bible." Well, get over it for this morning, all right? Now, we're not adding anything to the Word of God. We're giving a reminder. Here's what I did this week. Brother A.L., and I know I ain't been down out from that pulpit in 10 months. I love this. Somebody say amen. I feel like a preacher again, Brother Tim. Look, you right there, see where it says the end?
Yes, sir.
Look what I wrote above it. Say that out loud.
We win. Amen.
I want you to take your pen and right there above where it says the end, put we win. Brother Mike, we win. We win. The end. That's right. That's right. You had to write the end in there too. I like that. Amen. Give me a tater. Praise God. Everybody get it? Amen. We win.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Don't that just do something for your faith? Tell you what you ought to do every few days. Because it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to look worse. It's going to sound worse in days to come. Every few days, just flip over there in my Bible. It's page 339 of the New Testament. Just flip over there, maybe even start in chapter 19 and read all them verses and come down to the end and say, we win. The end. Just remind yourself. You're going to hear a whole lot of things that ain't going to make sense. You're going to see a whole lot of things that Brother A.L. are going to look like we're going down. It is not true.
Amen.
We win.
Yes,
amen.
We win.
Amen.